Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back, 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And this week's article is called Looking for Answers in the Wrong Places. And it's kind of a little bit of a fable story, and I think you'll enjoy it. And let me tell you who our guest is this hour. I've already mentioned his name. His name is Ivan Meisner, and he's our good friend. Dr. Ivan Meisner is the founder of Business Network International. He's not only our networking guru on the Brain Trust, he is the world's networking guru, and he's our good friend. Ivan, welcome back.
Thanks. I love that introduction. Who's the man?
That's right. They call me Mr. Humble. Mr. Gracious.
Yeah.
By the way, before we go any further, folks, I want you to know that when you've been watching, those of you who are not in California, if you've been watching all the fires out there, Ivan was hard by to those fires out there, weren't you, Ivan?
Yeah, it came within about 20 feet, well, within about 10 feet of my backyard fence, of 30 to 40 foot flames. It was, I saw God.
I believe it. Close. Did you do anything to try to fight it off? You get out there with your sprinklers or your hoses?
Yeah, I was one of those crazy people, you know. I was out in my backyard with a hose and putting out embers. And it's really funny because, you know, the sheriffs came and they tried to pull me out of the house. It was a forced evacuation. And they said, you can't put out a fire with your hose. And, well, you can't, but you can put out the embers that are falling everywhere,
catching everything
on fire.
No kidding. And of course, the humidity was so low. It was just like a tinderbox. Things were just combusting, weren't they?
Yeah. But, you know, my backyard, of course, is pretty green. But still, it was catching things on leaves. It would catch leaves on fire. So
yeah.
I was back there putting out the leaves, and I figured, once the house caught fire, I was out of there.
You guys have leaves out there?
Yeah, we do.
They're all brown,
though,
right?
They just don't turn color.
Well, I'm glad you're okay. But we're laughing a little bit. I don't mean to make fun, because there's some real heartbreak out there, wasn't there?
Yeah, there really was. I had some friends whose houses went up, and I've never seen anything like it. I've lived here just about all my life. It was really amazing.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you guys are okay. Ivan, one of the things that's been in the news the last couple of 3 months is the do not call list that's been published, that where you can call in and take your name, put your name on a list, and that tells the telemarketers that they are not supposed to call you because you've asked not to be called.
Right.
And I was wondering if networking is going to be impacted by that.
Yeah, believe it or not, it is. And it really shouldn't affect most or all referrals given by people who are who understand the rules of the do not call list. But believe it or not, the do not call list can impact one business professional giving a referral to another business professional.
How does that work?
Well, if I gave you a referral and you called that referral at home, then they're on that do not call list. From their perspective, potentially a cold call.
So if let's say that you're an insurance agent, and you and I are buddies, and we're just talking, and I say, hey, did you know that there's a guy named John Jones who just moved into town? He's got a young family, and he's going to be the manager of this new store over there. You ought to give him a call. I just met him. He's a nice guy, and I gave you his number, and you called him at home. If he was on that do not call list, then you could be violating the law.
Yes, which is thousands of dollars in fines for even just the first time you do something like that.
Right.
So that's exactly right. And if you are really focused on building your business through word of mouth and through networking, you just have to be cognizant of the appropriate way to handle something like that.
Well, yeah, and And, of course, the main thing is, from my perspective, you know, how many people, how many professionals really call people at home anymore, though?
Probably not a lot, but it happens. And, you know, that one time it happens, I think the minimum fine is $10,000. So it only has to happen once.
Do you think that most people who asked to be put on the do not call list, do you think that they think that should protect them from a local insurance agent or a home protection system, a person or something like that? Do you think that they put those two together?
Well, they don't care. If you're getting called at dinner hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure I care.
Yeah, exactly. Stand by. We're going to continue this discussion with our good friend Ivan Meister right after these messages. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Jeffrey Zabar is our home-based telecommuting expert, and he's going to be with us to talk to us about those issues. Steve Del Bianco is with the Association for Competitive Technology, and he's going to talk to us about what's going on in the technology world, and that's coming up in the hour straight ahead. And also after that, we'll have Joan Pride, senior editor. With the Kiplinger Editors, we're visiting with our good friend Ivan Meisner, the president of Business Network International, the author of so many books, I can't lift them all, including Business by Referral, The World's Best-Known Marketing Secret, The Masters of Networking, 7-Second Marketing, I mean, on and on, and also one called In the Cards. He's written about business cards. And Ivan, why don't you tell us where we can find all your books?
Well, they're all available at Amazon.com, and most of them are available at most major bookstores, particularly Masters of Networking and World's Best Known Marketing Secret. And they're also available at my company website, BNI.com.
BNI stands for Business Network International, BNI.com. And why don't you go ahead and tell us about BNI while we're on it?
Well, BNI is a business and professional networking organization that allows one person per profession to join a chapter. So there's one lawyer, one CPA, one banker, one chiropractor. They get together every week and pass each other business referrals. We now have 2,950 chapters in 15 countries around the world.
Wow. And where's the new one? Barbados? Is that the newest one?
The newest one is the Netherlands. We just kicked off in the Netherlands a few months ago.
Good for you. But now, next time you go to Barbados, you're going to let me go help you down there, right?
Anytime you want.
Ivan, let's talk about... let's talk about this do not call list and its impact on networking. The bottom line is we really shouldn't be calling people at home anyway, should we?
Yeah, really, the best way for a business person who's following up on a referral to get around the do not call list is do not call the house, call business. And hardly any of the do not call provisions apply to business-to-business calls. I think the only one that really does is office supplies for some strange reason.
Right.
But other than that, a business calling a business almost completely bypasses the do not call provision. So try to always get a business phone number when you're following up on a referral.
Absolutely. And
what about somebody that works from home?
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're working from home, and the only number they have is a home number. And it's not a separate business line in the house, but just the house number.
Well, you know what? Somebody's going to have to get over it, I think.
Yeah, well, there's those kinds of potential problems that are questionable. And really, if you're going to call a house, then what you need to do is to get just written permission to call the person, which is a bit of a hassle. But it's the only way you can call somebody at home and not get in trouble with the do not call provisions.
Okay.
And so you send them a note asking if it's okay if they call, or better yet, the person who's referring you contacts them and say, is it okay? I've got somebody here who can provide that service. It is okay if they call. And as soon as they respond, either through email or in writing, then it's okay to call the home.
Well, it is. And, you know, one of the things, this brings us to something that I used to run into when I was a consultant full-time. I would have people refer to someone to me, and they'd say, you know, I just had lunch with so-and-so, and I told him you were working with me and that you were doing a good job. And he said, you know, I'd like for Jim to call me. And this is long before the Do Not Call list ever came out, but obviously this was years ago. And I would actually say, you know what, thank you so much for that referral. And I know this sounds kind of independent of me, maybe even rude, but would you mind going back and saying, here's Jim's phone number, would you call him? He'd like for you to... And the reason I said that is I found in those cases that I had a better, if from a consulting standpoint, I had a better client if they called me than if a client relationship, if they called me than if I called them. Now, if I'm selling water or if I'm selling, you know, phone services or something like that, you know, they're not going to do that. They're not going to call me. But some personal services work better if the person calls you.
No doubt about it. And you're right. Some personal services that doesn't work quite as well with. But when I was a consultant, I did the same thing. As a consultant, if I had to track down the client, it rarely worked. But
well,
in other
I was in the solutions business. And if they couldn't admit to themselves that they needed somebody to help them solve their problem, then they weren't going to be a very good partner in that.
Right. Right. Understood.
But with some
professions, it's not quite so simple.
And, exactly.
They do have to follow up on the referrals, or else they're not going to stay in business.
But I still say, I mean, even if I were put on the Do Not Call list, if I were on that list, and a local guy called me, a local somebody called me at home, and I mean, I might be irritated that they interrupted me. Maybe I wouldn't like that, but I don't think I would hold a local company, especially if the person calling me was the principal. Now, if they'd hired a bank of callers to do that, that'd be different. But if this was the business owner calling me, then I don't think I would hold them to the same standard. Would you?
No, I don't think so. And ironically, the Do Not Call list addresses that. And it specifically says that the FTC and at this point the FTC and the FCC appear to be jointly running this for the time being, will not follow up on local companies. What it says is that it's not the intention of the FTC to follow up on local companies who've contacted somebody at home. But that's not the regulation. Regulation is that they are completely empowered to do so, even though it's not their intention at this moment. In an hour from now, they may change that intention, and so you have to be careful about that kind of thing.
You know, I've gotten to where I take their calls just for sport nowadays.
Hey, how do you think I get a lot of new BNI members?
Exactly. Well, I'll talk to you about that in just a minute. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Down on the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is growing Dixie, double ball time.
We're back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ivan Meisner is our guest. He's the president and the founder of Business Network International. That's BNI, and that's BNI.com. And perhaps there's one in your area. And if there is, I'd encourage you to check those guys out. And if you don't know if there's one in your area, Ivan, they can find out about that on your website, can't they?
Yeah, so BNI.com, go to the directory, and it'll give you a list of areas we're in, and if we're not in that area, how to reach us and start something up in your city or part of the world.
It's truly a world-class networking organization, folks, and I encourage you to check it out. And if there's not one in your area, maybe you want to look into starting one. Ivan, what is the BNI official attitude on cold calling?
Well, you know, we understand that you have to build your business and that there are many different ways to build your business, but frankly, we think cold calling is not one of the more effective ways to do it. That word of mouth or networking is infinitely more effective than cold calling. Matter of fact, on our website right now at BNI.com, there's a little vote that you can take about how you get your business, what percentage of your business do you get through different sources, how do you get most of your business. And I believe right now the vote is somewhere around 1,700. Yeah, 17, I'm looking right at it. 1,705 on the interactive poll. And cold calling, it's 10% of the people who responded to this poll have built their business primarily through cold calling. So I would say that it's becoming an increasingly smaller percentage of the business community. They're learning that that's just not the way to build your business.
People are buying things. Their attitude about buying things is changing over the years. I mean, I was, you know, when I was a young pup, I mean, I did some cold calling. I never liked it. I tried to do everything I could to get around it, to try to get entrees or referrals or whatever, try to get around it, because I never liked cold calling, although I did some of it. And, you know, Ivan, 25, 30 years ago, you had to do cold calling. That was part of the thing. But that's
not like 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I trained sales forces how to cold call.
Yeah.
I did it so long and so hard, I realized I don't want to ever do this again. I mean, this is a horrible way to build one's business. And there's
got
to be
something people are very picky about their time and how, and who they give it to, aren't they, these days?
That's right. And especially at night, at home, family time, they don't like to be interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why, you know, 20 years ago, I decided, look, you know, I don't want to do this the rest of my life. I don't want to build my business through cold calling or train people to build their business through cold calling. There's got to be a better way. And that's, in a way, what led to BNI.
Well, and the Internet is having a lot to do that, isn't it? I mean, if we want information, we don't wait for a salesperson to call on us. We go online.
Yeah, that's very true.
And see, that's one of the big things that people, I think people don't may not realize as much as they need to, is that e-business is not just about e-commerce. E-business includes e-shopping.
Yeah, and information gathering.
Yeah.
You know, we used to send out tons of material out of our office about our business, and now we refer people to the Internet, and we send out very little material.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's instantaneous. They can get that material, you know, online instantly.
Well, and that's the reason why we need that businesses need to be represented with their websites online, so that people can educate themselves about your availability, your location, the phone numbers, a little bit about your company, about what you offer, even if you don't have a full catalog, the basic products that you offer, so that when they come to see you, they're better educated because they want to save time. They want to get on with it.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And you have to remember, if you're building your business through referrals, as we think is the way to do it, you got to be careful about the do not call registry. You want to make sure that whenever possible to call somebody at home, on their business. You want to make sure to call them at business, not at home, if possible. And if you are going to call them at home, you want to make sure and get something in writing from the person who's giving you the referral and the person that you're calling saying that it's okay to call this individual at home. And if you do those two things, you're not going to have any problems at all with the do not call registry.
What about a do not fax list? I think we need to get a do not fax registry. And what about a do not email registry?
Well, you know, there's legislation about spam and email in a number of states around the U.S., but I don't think that it'll ever fly because a lot of the spam that I get certainly comes from around the world, not just the U.S.
Exactly. No, there's no question about it. And no, spam is becoming a real tough part of networking online right now, that's for sure. Ivan, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you. My pleasure. It's always fun.
We'll see you next time. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, with Business Network International. That's BNI.com. I certainly encourage you to check them out. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.